Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are listening to the Mindset Muse podcast, welcome back. We haven't spoken in a while, and I have been busy working on my business, trying to scale it and grow. So I have been a little obsessed with it, with its growth and with its evolution. So I haven't been too much of a podcaster lately. But today we are going to touch a little bit on goal setting and staying focused in a world where everything seems to be very, very chaotic, especially right now. So before we dig in, how are you? How are you doing? How do you feel? How are you feeling? What colors are you seeing today? Are you seeing yellow and bright colors? Neon green. I'm seeing neon green. That's why I mentioned it. I'm seeing neon green. I'm seeing red, pink, red in a really good way. I'm seeing black. I love the color black. I am seeing lots of yellow. I don't know. I've been obsessed with yellow lately. So why do I ask you about your color? Usually colors will determine like what kind of mood you're in. So that's why I was asking. So I hope you're in a very good mood. Whatever color you choose, it's not a bad thing. There's no such thing as a bad emotion. Every emotion is just an indicator, just letting us know which direction we need to move in next. So nothing is really bad if you think about it. Anyway, so welcome to the Mindset Muse podcast. I am Didi, your host, speaking to you. I thank you for tuning in. So what have you been doing lately? So things open back up. There's protests all over the world for George Floyd. Businesses are opening up. So what are you doing? What have you gained out of this quarantine time? What do you think COVID is heading next? Is COVID here to stay? Is COVID gone back to China? Somebody said that COVID took the first flight to China because it got scared of us. COVID said, dang, y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. And it went back to China. That's probably true. I wouldn't blame COVID at all because things got a little crazy here. A little more than crazy here in the States. All over the world, actually. For George Floyd. Anyway, so we want to come back home to ourselves after all of that draining energy that we had to go. It was necessary. We had to go through that because if we didn't go through that, we wouldn't see the changes that we're seeing in the law, in the way that people are being held accountable all over the world. People are being held accountable for purposefully displaying hatred to harm other human beings. So I am so proud of the protesters. I'm so proud of everyone who is just out here fighting for justice and equality for all. I am proud of you. I salute you. You are brave. You know that we're in the middle of a pandemic. You set that aside and you decided to go and fight for justice. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you so, so much for your selfless work that you did and you're continuing to do. Blessings, blessings, blessings upon blessings to you. So, back to the point that we're going to be making today. So what really keeps us from achieving our goals? A lot of people, a lot of us, what I'm discovering personally is that a lot of people would say it's an enemy. They say it's an enemy. It's the haters. It's somebody that's doing it to me. If you are from Africa like me, some people say it's voodoo. Somebody put voodoo on you. But quite frankly, to be honest, if we want to be honest and get to the nitty-gritty and really just speak about the base of achieving goals, the base of achieving anything, the secret, there is no secret, by the way, but people always want secrets. So the secret, you know, to achieving anything is focus. That's it. That's the magic word. It's focus. Whatever you focus on gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you see more and more and more of it. It's kind of like Pinterest. You ever been on Pinterest? Where I love Pinterest. I could spend like hours on Pinterest. I don't get on it just because I don't want to waste my time. You know? I don't get on it just because I don't want to waste my time. But the reason I brought up Pinterest is because Pinterest works like the law of attraction. Like, you type in living room decorations, for example, right? All things concerning living room decorations are going to appear. And then if you tap on the color pink, everything that is pink is going to come your way and come your way. And if you tap on the color green, on green tones, yellow tones, everything is going to start showing up, right? That's actually how focus works. So if we want to be honest with ourselves, we get distracted a lot. I know I do. I'm not gonna lie, I get distracted a lot, and that keeps us from getting to our goals. It keeps us from achieving our goals. Whatever you water is going to be what grows. You know, wherever you are, let's say you're in a room, for example, full of all kinds of elements. Let's say in that room you have love in one pot, you have hatred in one pot, and frustration, joy, happiness, all kinds of flowers. You know, we're gonna name these flowers these names. We got a flower named love, we got a flower named hate, we got a flower named frustration, and what was the other word I used? Frustration, confusion, focus, alignment. We have all kinds of flowers, right? You have this water in your arroseur. I don't know how to say that in English. Arroseur. It's the, you know, that when you're gardening, that little thing that you take and you put water in it, and it has like a little hose. I didn't know this was going to come up, you guys, so I should have googled it. So there's a little hose in it, and then you tip it, and then it starts to water the flowers. Arroseur. So you have that thing with the water, you have arroseur with the water in it, and you have all these flowers. Which ones are you going to water? Are you going to water hate? Are you going to water love? Mm-hmm. Are you going to water frustration, distraction, confusion? Or are you going to go to the happiness pot and just make sure that you nurture it? You don't put too much water on there. You know, you put just enough for it, enough sunlight, you know, enough exposure, and you want happiness to grow, it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. Guess what? If you ignore the pot that has the flower named hatred in there, that flower is going to die. It's going to wilt and wilt and be gone, right? So focus is such a power-charged
activity. Like, if you focus on anything, it'll get bigger. The fact of the matter is, we're all focused. We are focused. We are, our first talent as human beings is to stay focused. We are very focused people. We are very focused beings. We're very focused species with our intellect, with our ability to, you know, to reason and add and multiply. We are essentially very focused species. The question is, what is the subject? What is your muse? Who or what are you focused on? Whatever it is you're focused on, that's going to help you achieve your goal, or that's going to help you not achieve your goal. So this whole week, the past 2 weeks, my focus and my obsession has been my business. Didi got the sauce, pun intended. Didi got the sauce, pun intended. And I say that without any apology whatsoever, right? So, Didi got the sauce. What is Didi got the sauce? It is basically, essentially, an introduction to African cuisine, West African cuisine. I want all of my friends to come and just taste what our cuisine is like, because African cuisine is not like any other cuisine you have ever tasted. If you get introduced to African cuisine to somebody who knows how to execute, and I say execute, our dishes, execute it very well. Okay, now everybody knows how to cook. We know mac and cheese is good, but if you jumped on the wrong American, if you go to the wrong American house, you will hate mac and cheese forever and ever, ever. You might even hate fried chicken if you go to the wrong person to make you fried chicken. So when I say execute, we need an executioner of our dishes. So you want to fall on the best executioner for African cuisine. And Didi got the sauce. That's me. I'm Didi and I got the sauce. Is the name of my new business. It is on Facebook. We are also on Instagram at Didi_got_the_sauce. So the first batch and the first introductory product that we are putting on the shelf is called suya. What is suya? Suya is a delicious peanut-based dry barbecue rub. So if you're allergic to peanut, let me know, because I might use some other nuts to do it for you. I do customized orders. I do gluten-free. The gluten-free is, it has to be GMO, because all of the gluten-free stuff that I buy are GMO-free. They are non-GMO. They are organic and gluten-free. I also have those. I also have for people who are may have diabetes or heart issues. So we have no sodium suya. It is delicious, guys. Don't even underestimate it. We even have low sodium. So if you don't want too much sodium, we can reduce the sodium for you. Essentially, what I'm trying to do is to have every single one of my American friends try suya. I want you to just taste it. I think that you have to. If you are alive on the planet Earth in the year 2020, you have got to taste two things out of African cuisine. You have to try jollof rice. That is a must. And you have to try suya. Okay? So what we do, suya, is basically you get a steak, you cook the steak very well, you chop the steak into pieces, and then you just pour the dry rub all over it. Ah, it is like it's food porn. And you can put it on anything. You can put it on roasted veggies. Oh, by the way, I am also looking into vegan suya. Oh yeah, oh yeah, we are going all the way and not stopping. So we're going to do vegan suya also. So for all my vegan friends, my vegan listeners, I got you. Message me on Facebook. I am on Facebook at Didi Got The Sauce. Okay, I am also on Instagram at Didi Got The Sauce. So what helps you achieve your goal is your focus. My obsession. I am an obsessive person. I believe obsession, it is a gift if you are obsessed with the right things. I am an obsessive person. I'm either really, really obsessed or I'm not into it. So you can see why, like, the podcast, I had to take a little break because I was so obsessed with my business. I was so passionate about it, you know? But guys, darlings, I did not just start my suya business because I'm passionate about it and I think you should taste it. I studied my audience, the people that follow me. I have monitored them for months and I have been posting food, all kinds of stuff that I cook. And people are like, oh, what is that? Let me taste it. Oh, that would taste good. Let me taste it out. And I'm like, what if I package this and toss it their way? And it worked like magic. That's how you market. Okay, you don't just go and get passionate about something and spend all your money in it. You study your followers, especially if it's sort of social media. You study your followers. You study who is following you and what they want. The people will tell you what they want. You do not tell the people what they want. The people will tell you what they want. And then you give it to them. That's how you sell. And you sell by listening. You sell? Yep, that's right. By listening. So, that is all I wanted to drop. A little bit of gem today and help you guys stay focused after the George Floyd and all of that mess. It's not over yet. People are still fighting. We'll fight until the legislation is in place to make sure that every single life is respected. That people do not think that they can just go and kill whoever because they don't like them. There are a lot of people that I don't like. I'm not gonna carry a gun and just shoot them all. That is not okay. There are some people that I don't like. There's some people that you don't like. You're not gonna go and just kneel on their neck and kill them. No, you won't do that. Okay? So we need to make sure legislation is in place and we need to fight until it becomes a law that every single life is respected by our legislations and by our laws. And with that, folks, I want you to have a spectacular rest of your week. Thank you for listening in to the Mindset Muse. My name is Didi. Do not forget to also follow the Mindset Muse podcast on Instagram at the Mindset Muse podcast. And with that, we are out. Have a wonderful week, guys. Ciao, ciao.